Three, two, one.
Hello, we are here live at Health 2025 in Las Vegas, and I have met Neil Ravitz, Vice President of Klein Hurst, which is an executive search firm. Neil, tell me more about yourself and what you do.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Stephanie. Neil Ravitz, Vice President of the healthcare practice at Klein Hurst, executive search firm solely focused on healthcare, life sciences, and partnering with healthcare technology firms, as well as large health systems on key recruitment of talent. For them.
Awesome. So it sounds like you see it all. You see the shifts happening across the C-suite. You see how roles are shifting. Yeah. You see the trends that are happening at all manner and all varieties of healthcare organizations. So I'd really love just across the board, what are some of the key changes that you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think within healthcare technology firms, we've seen kind of the rise of the chief commercial officer, the chief growth officer. Companies trying to figure out that right way to pair up their marketing teams along with their sales teams to generate revenue. You know, every company here at Health Tech has some goal for this coming year, and how do they hit that goal and the strategy and the right people? So I think that's really on the rise within the tech companies.
Fascinating. It sounds like, you know, given your eagle eye view, so we've done some work around the future of the chief marketing officer, and you just mentioned the shifts in commercialization, marketing, and sales. And one of the POVs that we've had or that we've seen is that the marketing realm is really changing. It might be getting placed under another overarching function or maybe even being moved out. Yeah. Do you agree or disagree? Is the role of the CMO changing, dead or alive?
I think certainly alive. So we work with a lot of health systems, and you know, I don't think it's a hot take to understand that there's so much financial strain and pressure on large health systems right now, Medicare, Medicaid reimbursement. But I think health systems who are really strategic are thinking through how can you make even small shifts in payer mix? And so if you can get, you know, 2%, 4% more of a commercial payer versus Medicare, Medicaid, like those are real meaningful dollars to large health systems. I think there's going to be pressures in certain areas like, hey, sports marketing spend, does that still make sense? Are we still able to do that? So I think there's always evolution that's happening, but I think really good health systems are finding good, talented people to help them navigate these choppy waters.
Well, I love that optimistic perspective. And yes, you know, it's all about connecting what's the ROI back. So sports marketing spend, making sure that there's an ROI back on that. Yeah. But it sounds like you're overall pretty optimistic about the space. Anything else you want to add just as you think about health systems or just the landscape even here at Health that you see?
Well, I think the explosion of AI is hard to ignore as you walk around the floor. And so I think, you know, trying to see which of those companies and ideas really kind of get from stage one to stage seven. I think that's interesting for us. And I think, you know, when we think about those inefficiencies in healthcare, finding the right technology patterns, softwares, platforms, like that's where we're seeing the growth. And if a health system believes in something or a physician practice believes in it, you know, you're going to see an explosion in that area.
Wonderful. So I'm hearing all eyes on growth.
There we go.
So thank you. That was a really great summary of all that we're seeing and hearing here. So thank you again, Neil. And you heard it here first from Neil Ravitz from Klein Hurst. And we'll see what happens next.
Three, two, one.